it's right around $20+ million worth of software, and it's basically for messaging. The contract is good for 5 years for DHS, and it enables DHS to distribute our messaging software to any and all components of the civilian agencies.
And when you talk about a messaging software, can you give us a little more sense of what that means? Because to me, messaging is, you know, IM or, you know, video chat.
In the larger systems, when you talk about messaging, it's sometimes referred to as a backbone. And it's also infrastructure. It's a different kind of paradigm than the old ways of when you built different applications. With our messaging, we have adapters that will allow all the users to connect all the different systems and all the different components of their existing cyber stack up to what we refer to as enterprise messaging system, or a bus, if you will. And then we bring all that information together in real time. And that's what enables us to work in this environment, by accessing information from all the different systems in real time so that we can react quickly.
Now, is this going to be done through U.S. CERT or part of the DHS CyberScope effort? Do you know where this fits in the broader scheme?
This is part of Einstein 3. So Einstein 3, if you're familiar with it, is obviously an extension of Einstein 1 and 2. And the intent is, and it's a gradual process. Einstein 2, the process is to use software like ours and skill sets from a variety of different players to help defend the cyber networks. And when I say defend, Einstein 2's mission is to determine when there has been a threat and then minimize that threat or, you know, an intrusion. Einstein 3 is actually to help prevent the intrusions altogether.
And is that where your messaging software comes in, to help prevent those intrusions?
It's actually on both sides. It will help minimize the threats now from the intrusions, and it will also help eliminate the intrusions to begin with.
Can you give me any details in terms of how it works? I mean, I know, again, it gets sensitive and proprietary and all those good words, but can you give me a 50,000-foot view?
Right now, if a customer has, an agency has, a variety of different point products that are being used to help protect their networks, the information from each one of these, by the time you get it, you know, the intrusion has already happened and the damage is done. So what we do is we connect in real time to each and every one of these point products, and we bring the information up to a control center, and we can determine based on the nature of the threat if it's a, you know, if it's real, if it's a good call or a bad call. And then we have a rules engine that will automatically take action against that intrusion. Now in Einstein 3, with some major business partners, there's going to be a thing called a TIC, a trusted internet connection. So whenever an internet connection is coming through from the outside world into any of the federal civilian agencies, that call will go through a trusted internet connection, and the call will be checked, if you will, to see if the message is clean or not. And if it's clean, then the message will be allowed to continue into the agency. And if it is not clean, it'll be stopped right there, prevent the intrusion.
From a TIC perspective, obviously that is run, many of those TICs are run by the telecommunications players, Verizon, CenturyLink, Sprint, AT&T. So is that who you're working with? Or because I also know TICs are run internally by agencies as well.
That's correct. We are a software vendor, and our software is being deployed by that group.
Does DHS give you any sense of how many agencies are going to use your software, at least in the first year, in the first 6 months? Because I know Einstein 2 is really just being implemented now. Einstein 3, they're doing some final testing, some final, maybe even some pilots now. Do they give you a sense of where they're going with it in terms of the timing?
Timing, I'm not aware of. I do know at a high level where we're going with this. And by that, I mean, the intention now, of course, is, and the focus with Einstein 3 is for the civilian agencies. There's also some plans in the near future to do something that's called the DIB, the Defense Industrial Base. We're going to try to use the technology to protect the networks in that arena. And then long term, there are other industries outside the federal government that we need protected as well, such as the finance industry, the energy grid, and things of that nature. So there's a big future here.
But is that all through DHS, or is that separate from this DHS contract?
There are no contracts for the defense industrial base or for any of the other outside industries yet. But the future forward is clearly going in that direction. This just hasn't been contracted for yet.
The enterprise messaging, is it being used anywhere else in government currently, separate from this Einstein 3 initiative?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty widely distributed in the federal government. Other parts of DHS are big users. The Army has some of our software. The Air Force has some of our software. And I could just go on for a while. And then it's a technology that's about 20 years old. It's a proven technology, and it's widely distributed.
So give me a sense of the impact it's having. You know, what do your customers tell you about how this software is helping them deal with cyber intrusions or cyber attacks?
The cyber industry itself is in its infancy, so there are not an awful lot of success stories. However, I will share one with you in that we built a cyber stack for the Air Force, and the Air Force has just been, and their comments are, they have information now that in the past it would take them 6 weeks to get, and now they get it at machine speed. The impact of that is tremendous, and I say that because if there's an intrusion in a system such as a defense system for the Air Force, and prior to our technology, it took them 6 weeks to know it, the damage that could be done in 6 weeks is tremendous, of course. If you can know what's going on within just seconds that it's happening and then stop it, that's what I was referring to when I was saying minimizing the effects of an intrusion.